The sermon text this morning is taken from today's gospel reading, The Treasure in the Field and the Pearl of Great Price. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, when we run into the parables concerning the treasure that is buried in the field and the pearl of great price, we're generally led to understand that these parables are about how we should treasure the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus. And, however, or that we should sacrifice all that we have to obtain and keep this message and this faith and this good news. But in his Concordia commentary on these verses, Dr. Jeff Gibbs writes concerning the parables that are before us today. The reign of heaven concerns what God is doing to reestablish his reign in his fallen creation through Jesus of Nazareth. The reign of God primarily manifests itself in the great saving deeds of God in Christ. Okay, that's important. It's important for us to understand that as we read Scripture, Jesus is the heart and the key and the center of the Bible and all Scripture. So whenever there is a parable, so when we're looking at these parables concerning the reign of God, and we find that there's a lone human figure in the center of the parable, that this human figure, this lone figure, represents either God or Jesus. All right? Therefore, the reign of God, the kingdom of God, has to do chiefly with what God is doing in Israel or in the world through Jesus. So what should we see in the parable this morning? What work of Jesus is there? The lone human figure at the center of our parables today. What does that lone human figure do? That one acts to secure a valuable object. Okay. So he's going to secure a valuable object. And he went and sold everything, and he bought, in one case, a field that had a treasure in it, and in another case, a pearl that was worth very much, an exceedingly great value. So the language that we find here is the language of exchange, or the language of purchase. So these parables are about what Jesus is doing in the world for us. What Jesus is doing, because no sinful human being can do it. He came for the very purpose of giving his life as a ransom for many. So if the man buying the field and the merchant buying the pearl, each with the remarkable action of selling all that they have to purchase the valuable object, represent the reign of God in Christ, then we have to ask ourselves what the treasure and the pearl stand for. The answer comes back to us that the treasure and the pearl is you. You are the treasure. You are the pearl of great price. Jesus is the one who went and sold everything he had to go and purchase you. How wonderful is that? Jesus gave up everything he had. As the creed states, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. And as Scripture proclaims of Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grabbed hold of, and latched onto and never let go of. Right? He didn't consider that. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. How valuable are you? You are so valuable that the Son of God, the only true and living God, gave up his place in heaven. That the Son of God took on human flesh and blood and gave up his life for you in your place. That God in the flesh did for you what you could not do for yourself. And when he had done all that we were able to do, right, he won for us eternal life. So when we had done everything that we could possibly do, when we had done the best we could, when we had done everything, we earned nothing less than death, hell, and eternal damnation. We can't do it. And so God has come taking on human flesh and doing everything for our salvation in our place. The desire of God our Creator is that everyone should be saved. That's what God desires. God wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. For when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And again it is written, for there is one God and one mediator between mankind and God. That is the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. And there it is. There is the price. There is the treasure. Jesus' life is offered as a price. Jesus' life is offered in exchange for you. And that means, in God's eyes, in Christ's eyes, you are the treasure. You are worth it to him. Since the Savior in deep love has gone to such lengths to save us and bring us to everlasting life, it's no wonder that St. Paul writes for us today. We know that for those who are called according to his purpose, all things work together for good. Yes, all things work together for our good. And that includes everything, every suffering of this present time. It's all those things that God loves, that the devil hates, that we think should actually work and go good for us. So marriage. Whose idea was marriage, right? God's idea. He's the one who instituted it. Now in our human wisdom, we're like, it's God's idea. Marriage should go easily. It should come naturally to us. It should be protected and defended by God against the assaults of the devil. But there it is. The devil still assaults it. The devil attacks it. The devil wants to destroy it. Therefore, we struggle in our lives. We struggle in our relationships. We struggle in our marriages. We wish it would go smoothly and easily. But it doesn't. Family, God's idea. He decided to populate the world through families. And you would think if it was his idea, it would be smooth and it would go easy and everything would work out well, but we live in a fallen world. And it's not smooth. But it doesn't go easy. This is why we got to remember to tell our children, hey, when you get married, it's not always going to go smooth. When you have kids, be prepared not to sleep for 5 years. just the way it's going to go, right? And we look at everything and we think, I wish things were easier. And that's how selfish and self-centered we are. We want things to be easy for us, go easy and smoothly for us. And when they don't, we get frustrated. There's all those things that God actually works to our good, even though it doesn't seem like it's going good or smoothly in the middle of it. God will work all things to our good. And it can go all the way out to, you know, sickness, illness, weakness, diseases, tragedies, trials, troubles, tribulations. Often in the midst of our trials, we don't see how God will work them to good. We have here the very promise of God that it is absolutely so. He will work them to our good. If it were not so, one of these evils might easily hinder our salvation. For we in and of ourselves have no power to stop them. But now it is written, who will bring a charge? Who will condemn? Who will separate? We are indeed exposed to so many antagonistic forces who try in vain to harm us. If things were easy, if things were within our power to overcome such forces, we might become enamored of our own works and think that salvation is in our own hands. But what does God show us? He shows us by our difficulties, and He shows us by our struggles. He shows us that we are saved by His love, not our will. So many people today go around with a sense of worthlessness. And if not worthlessness, they swim through life as if they were headed against the current, always ready to be pulled under. Others are beset by a sense of depression that is so overwhelming, they don't know how to handle the mental and emotional darkness that surrounds them. If this is you, then I today encourage you. I encourage you to see you as Jesus sees you. You are the treasure. You are the pearl of great price. You are so valuable to your Savior that He was unwilling to let you go, but rather He poured out His life in exchange for your life. Not because of who you are, but because of who He is. Jesus chose to do such a work on your behalf out of His pure, unmerited love. He gave us birth through His Word. He continues to create through that Word. He continues to give life and to bestow eternal life. So this day, know this day that you have been chosen by God, that you have been won by Jesus, that you have been given life everlasting, and that you currently and even now possess that peace which passes all understanding. Amen. And now may that peace that passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.